I'm David Barron, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Iraq's fledgling democracy is being put to the test again. Iraqi voters cast their ballots 2 weeks ago for a new parliament. The complete results are not in yet, but leading parties are already demanding a recount because of what they claim was vote rigging. A contested result is not something most Iraqis or the U.S. government would like to see. Periods of political instability in Iraq often lead to violence. Roger Hardy is the BBC's Middle East analyst. He's in London. Roger, 95% of the votes are now in, and who is ahead?
The secular nationalist list of Ayad Alawi, he's a former prime minister, is just ahead, but not by very much, by about 11,000 votes. Now, this is a big disappointment for the prime minister, Nouri al-Maliki, who is determined to try and win a second term.
And in fact, this close race has surprised many folks, including Nouri al-Maliki, who many saw as a clear favorite. Maliki is now calling for a recount. He's predicted, in fact, violence if there is no recount. How likely is it that he will get a recount?
Well, the Electoral Commission was very quick to reject his call for a recount. It's pretty clear that when you're ahead, everything's fine. But when you're not ahead, you cry foul. And various parties are doing this. And I think there is a risk that come Friday, when we're supposed to have the full result, 100% of the result, if Ayad Alawi, the former prime minister, is still ahead then, I think there's a risk that Nouri al-Maliki will say, no, I'm not going to budge. I'm not satisfied that this result was correct. And if you don't want to give me a recount, I'm simply going to sit in place as the sitting prime minister. That's not a good scenario.
No. So you think he might just refuse to give up the office?
I think so. I think that's the implication of what he's saying. I mean, when he called for a recount, he surprised people by invoking his role as commander-in-chief of the armed forces. Now, there's a hint of violence there, and there's a hint of saying, if I don't get my way, I'm going to block the path for Ayad Alawi. And we should remember that the two men really dislike one another very cordially, and they do stand for different things. Maliki has ended up as basically the Shiite candidate. And Ayad Alawi, although he's a secular Shiite in his background, has scooped up the vote of the Sunni Arab minority. So he is, in effect, the Sunni candidate. And there, that means that the specter of sectarianism is just not gone away from Iraqi politics.
Well, clearly, the U.S.'s interest here is in a peaceful outcome of the election, a legitimate outcome. But does the U.S., should the U.S. care which of these men ends up in charge?
I think so. I think it's true that Nouri al-Maliki is a known quantity. Washington has had the occasional difficulty with him, but he's a known force. And if he can muster a credible coalition, and that's a very important if, then I think the Americans could certainly live with that. But I think they would feel, and some of the neighboring Arab states will feel, I mean, a very powerful player in the form of Saudi Arabia, they feel that it would be a terrible outcome if Ayad Alawi and his Sunni Arab supporters are excluded by one means or another in one scenario or another. That would be seen in the Arab world as a victory for Iran. Maliki, the current prime minister, is pretty close to Iran. Iran would like to see him stay in place because they want to see the Shiite Arabs of Iraq maintain their dominant position.
If there is violence, are we talking about factions actually taking up arms against each other?
You can't rule it out, given the volatility of the situation. I think feelings are running very high, and I think we should be real about this. This is not, as far as anyone can tell, this is not really about serious irregularities. There's no credible evidence of major fraud. These allegations are politically motivated. They're crying foul precisely because Ayad Alawi and his bloc are moving ahead. Maliki's afraid that victory's going to slip away from his fingers. And it's not a situation, I think, where you're going to have, you know, gracious losers. There will certainly be political turbulence, and there is a risk that one can't rule out, a risk of violence.
Well, the full count, as you say, is due in on Friday. We'll be keeping an eye on it, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again. Roger Hardy, the BBC's Middle East analyst, thank you.
You're very welcome.